You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Governor Tom Wolf's administration has defended its handling of the 2020 election against unfounded claims of election fraud and malfeasance by President Donald Trump's campaign. At the forefront has been Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman as the president continues his efforts to overturn the results in Pennsylvania. WITF's Sam Dunklaw explores his rising national profile and how he's captured popular imagination.
If you've been paying attention to the post-election news cycle in Pennsylvania, you've no doubt heard the voice or seen the face of John Fetterman, the state's quirky 6'8" lieutenant governor. He's kind of been hard to miss, like when he popped up on CNN analyzing President Trump's chances of winning his legal challenges.
Look, bottom line, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, the president would be on deck to have a better Thanksgiving than he's going to have.
Or when Rolling Stone asked him for some post-election analysis.
Mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania during this election were as predictive as for Democrats as driving a Subaru. And voting in person was as predictive as a Under Armour golf shirt for Republicans, okay?
He even offered a promise to NPR's Morning Edition.
I will never tweet out anything that Twitter has to slap a warning on, like a pack of cigarettes.
He's been profiled by Paste Magazine, Glamour, and Teen Vogue. Yep, you heard that right. Teen Vogue. Those are just a few of Lieutenant Governor Fetterman's introductions to national audiences. He's full of straightforward sentiments like that. And he sums up the attempts by Trump's campaign to discredit the state's election like this.
I said you could sue a ham sandwich, it's not going to change anything. Well, you can audit a ham sandwich and it's not going to change anything.
Fetterman has clearly taken point on the administration's efforts to defend Pennsylvania's election process. Neither Governor Tom Wolf nor Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar have talked much since Election Day, leaving much of the election fraud debunking to the lieutenant governor. And that's okay with him.
One of the internet jokes or memes is that I'm Governor Wolf's anger translator. And so there's some truth to that, you know, where it's like, let's start talking facts. Let's break it down, you know?
That, by the way, is a reference to a well-known Key and Peele skit from the Obama era.
Since being in office, we've created 3 million new jobs.
3 million new jobs.
We ended the war in Iraq.
Ended a war, y'all. We ended a war. Remember that?
And while Fetterman says he's okay with the attention he's gotten for stepping into that role, he says he'd rather focus on a more important issue.
My hope is we could finally agree that the true enemy is the coronavirus, not each other. Well, let's just stop and, you know, address the pandemic, which is raging, you know, right under our noses at this point.
Of course, the lieutenant governor has a life outside of anger translation. Before he held a state row office, Fetterman was mayor of a town called Braddock, downriver from Pittsburgh. He and his family still live there in a converted car dealership and give back to the community through their nonprofit donation center called the Free Store. And at the local and state level, Fetterman has championed progressive policies like legalizing recreational marijuana. When you combine all these factors, political science professor Chris Borick of Muhlenberg College says Fetterman could have a recipe potent enough to pull off a statewide election win.
Because of where he's come from and his experiences in a place like Braddock, could speak for the challenges of working class people on the margins and some of the problems that they have, from substance abuse to access to health care.
It's way too early to say whether Fetterman will run for governor or U.S. Senate, two big spots that will be open in 2022. He tried the latter back in 2016 and came in third in the Democratic primary. Fetterman tells WITF he's exploring his options for a future run if he decides to go for a spot at all.
I'm considering both lanes, but I'm not. That is certainly not my primary focus right now.
If he does, Chris Borick says Fetterman might have to work against Governor Wolf's pandemic-era choices.
I think it's cost him some of his standing. I don't know necessarily if that has eroded any support that the lieutenant governor might have had, because I really don't know where he stood beforehand.
But even when the 2020 election cycle finally ends, it'll be hard to count the lieutenant governor out in the next one. In fact, longtime Republican political consultant Christopher Nicholas is already thinking about him.
I think most Republican, you know, political consultants like myself would rather face someone like him in a general election that a more traditional candidate, in my opinion, is too far out of the mainstream for the state as a whole.
Danielle Gross, on the other hand, doesn't think so. She's the director of communications at public relations and political strategy firm Shelley Lyons. She says a traditional candidate wouldn't necessarily be a shoo-in or appeal broadly to voters statewide.
We've definitely seen that whole concept upended in politics lately. So is John Fetterman maybe the guy that if you put out a casting call that he'd be the person that you'd expect to fill it? I'm not sure, but we've seen some really quirky casting choices by Pennsylvania voters.
Either way, Pennsylvanians should expect to hear more from the man GQ magazine calls America's style god, thanks to his laid-back, mechanic-esque fashion sense. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.